Hello people, welcome to Slick Talk Show. I'm your host Rich and today we talk about football. Okay people, I think everybody watched the game on Sunday against Leicester. All it's all sure, completely mess up this one, big time. Now, let me just say this, okay? When we talk about rotation here, especially about player, I understand exactly that. You know, Manchester United has a massive squad. You have to rotate players sometimes. But I feel, after watching the game, I felt like he basically underestimated Leicester City. He thought he was going to win that game, you know, by making 5 changes after the Milan victory during the week. You see, people, sometimes when we talk about football and always say, you know, and I get that, you know, fans always come back. It's always easy to talk about that, especially after a defeat. I completely understand that. But at the same time, you need to understand the moment. And this is why those managers get paid the money that they're getting paid right now. They have to understand the moment. They have to seize the opportunity. At halftime, you know, you playing the semi-final against the Saints or Southampton. You have to go for it from the go. And let's be honest here, people. I don't want to take anything away from Leicester. Leicester is definitely a top 4 team right now. I'm not just talking about now. I mean, let's be honest, people. They won the league a few seasons back. Ole had to show respect. He had to bring the first 11. Bruno Fernandes has been the best player pretty much, you know, for the whole season. Hands down. Nobody can deny that at all. He has to start this game. This is an opportunity here to go to Wembley, play a semi-final against the Saints. And then just hope that whatever happened between Chelsea and Man City, whatever happened over there, but you know you're going to the final because you will beat the Saints. I know that for a fact. Leicester team is a really good team, especially at home. Especially at home. I think Ole came out, obviously, on his post game. And one of the words, obviously, was like, you know, he would have done the same change. He would have done make the same change again if he had a choice. I don't believe that. He has to say that, obviously, you know, just to show face. But I bet you he's not sleeping. He's not sleeping for that night. Not at all after that decision. He completely messed it up. This was an opportunity. And this is why I believe that they should hold on giving a new contract. I just believe that they need to slow down a little bit here. Manchester United people, for everybody who knows about Manchester United, it's all about winning trophy. We have to win trophy. You have to aim to win something. A trophy, you have to win something. You cannot be happy just to be on the top four. I understand. He's doing, I mean, whatever. This season, we've got 12 points more than last season. That's good. But that's not enough. You have to win a trophy. You have to aim. You always have to push. You have to push. People always, you know, I come out here, always bash Mourinho, if you say the way he plays football. That's maybe the only thing. But when we come up, we talk about trophy. When he can see or feel there's an opportunity there, boy, he's not messing about. He's putting his first. He doesn't care. This is how good Mourinho look like, you know, when he want to win a trophy. And sometimes I feel like, you know, this is something that we're missing with Ole Solskjaer. I like the way we play football at Manchester. I really like that. I think there's something good. You know, the way we play football at the moment with Ole is good. But it's just, what can I say? He's so slow on his decision. He seems to know a little bit and then slow down after. He's not on the go. For example, I watched the first 20 minutes. I can clearly see on the first 20 minutes that there's something wrong on that rotation. There was something wrong on that. And let me tell you something, people. We win this game, nobody's talking about rotation, right? But that's the name of the game. If you lose a game like that, we're going to find out. We need to figure out exactly what happened. What happened there? That's the job. That's the job. We win this game, nobody's talking about rotation. Nobody's talking about Van de Beek playing. Nobody. But because we lost that game, now we're asking ourselves, why Bruno Fernandes is on the bench? Why the best player all sitting on the bench against Leicester? Leicester is a top four team. This is a top four team we're talking about. You going away from home, you got to bring your top player there. And guess what? You have a chance to play semi-final at Wembley against the Saints. And then get to the final for FA Cup. And on top of that, obviously, you've got, you know, the Europa League. You know you're not winning the Premier League anymore. So technically, the only two trophies that you have the FA Cup and Europa League. That's it. So you have to go for that. I don't get that decision of resting player. I just don't get that. People, I've never heard a player going to the coach and saying to the coach, "Coach, I'm tired. Please do not let me play." I've never heard that. If you know a player like that, please let me know right now. Because I haven't seen that before. But we have to leave with our decision again right now. I understand. I mean, for the past few weeks now, there's been a report that, you know, Manchester United are willing to give him a new contract. At first, before the weekend game against Leicester, I was like, yeah, he maybe deserved that. But right now after this game, I'm thinking, okay, they need to slow down a little bit. They need to pump the brake right there and wait and see if he can win at least a trophy. Talk about Europa League, because right now, suddenly it's under pressure now to win something. You have to win something. You have to win. This is Manchester we're talking about. We cannot be happy just to be on the top four. This is not Manchester United we're talking about here. We go for title. I don't want us to be talked about just like we used to talk about Arsenal, just being happy to be on the top four and play Champions League. This is not what Manchester United is all about. We are about winning title. This is what we do. I think Ole, the reason why he still have the job there and the reason why he has so much time right now is because we see he played for Manchester United. You know, he has a lot of backup. You know, this is a Manchester United guy. And even me talking about that right now, it's funny when you have somebody that you know, you have somebody as a legend that played for your club, and it's difficult to come out and ask him to go. Because really, I'm looking at who's going to get that place right now, who's going to change the club, because I don't want the club to go backwards. I feel like there's something that he's doing well at the moment, but it's decision making. He's not a proactive guy. He's very much a reactive guy. That's the only thing. And that's something that he need to improve. I'm one of those guys. I want to see the end of the season. I'm not one of those guys. I'm going to come out here and say, "Oh, sack the coach." No, you have to wait the end of season. See exactly. And now assess the whole season and say, okay, we had those opportunities. Why we did not finish the, you know, why we did not finish the job? But that game against Leicester was a big, big mess up by Ole Solskjaer. That was so bad at so many levels. And I understand that you have to rotate. I understand that Manchester United have a big squad. But sometimes, people, you have to seize the moment. Sometimes. And I don't know if the feel after that AC Milan game, we won the game. I don't know if the feel was during the week was like, okay, you know, we beat Milan. We can just easily go and beat Leicester. I think that was probably on people's mind thinking, okay, we're just going to run through Leicester. But no, it doesn't work like that. It just doesn't work like that. I understand the fact that Leicester had almost a whole week, obviously, to prepare for that game. I understand that completely. But we have to seize the moment. We have to be careful. This is why we call that Premier League is one of the best leagues in the world. Because at any week, anybody can beat you. This is not France or this is not Germany, where, you know, you've got Bayern or PSG can beat any day. You know, they've got no competition over there. Here in the Premier League, there's a lot of competition. People can beat you. You know, the top team, you know, against lower tier team, they can beat. I mean, they fight every day just to get on the top four. I mean, right now, Manchester United can lose the remaining game. We don't qualify for the top four. This is how tough the Premier League is. So Ole Solskjaer really need to think about that. And understand that when you have an opportunity, you have to seize that and you have to go for it. This is not good enough. I'm not going to call his head right now. I'm going to wait and see up to the end of the season. But right now, he has no choice. He has no choice now but to bring that Europa League Cup back in Manchester. Okay, people, that's all I have for you today. Stay tuned on Sick Talk Show and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Good night.